You're listening to an AOP Athletics podcast, as we're excited to bring this feature to the website for the 24-25 school year. Our guest today is Mr. John Mooney, a 1950 graduate of St. James, who has dedicated his life to serving students in a variety of roles. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, John, this is your 71st year with the Philadelphia Catholic League, your 50th year on the executive board. You're currently the recording secretary for the Philadelphia Catholic League. What brings you back every year to start and really dedicate all this time to the league and the student athletes?
Well, I've just been blessed with what has happened to me. I'll have to say that when we got married in back in 1956, I was making $3,200 a year for 40 weeks, and God has just been good to me. We've paid all our bills, we bought a house and all that, but it was the students that I had in class and the faculty that I worked with that made it. Was never a job, it was always, I'm going to school, and just been blessed. And people have taken chances on me. I mean, I was 20 years old when I was named a baseball coach. Had never played high school or college ball. The next year, they named me freshman football coach. Had never done that. And the next year, I was the JV basketball coach. And the biggest mistake in my life was in 1960, I became the JV and varsity basketball coach by myself and drove the school bus. So that was 4 years of, I apologize to the players because I was out of my league. I was the Peter principal. I rose up to my level of mediocrity.
So John, 10 years in at St. James, you were a teacher. You then become the director of studies, then elevated to assistant principal, and you were the disciplinarian. You also wore the hat of AD, wore the hat of business manager. I guess two questions. First, when did you find all the time for that? And then B, how did you manage those different roles as you got elevated, especially at such a young age?
Well, you'd have to ask my wife about that. Because she used to tell the kids, that's your father walking out of the house. But we're married 68 years, so she says those things about us, but she knows that I enjoyed it. Our kids were always part of it. I would take them to the games. They helped me give out uniforms and everything else. So I've had a great life, I thank God for that, and had a great family. And the people that I met, the kids just keep telling me about how grateful they are for my influence with them. And I say thanks to them, because they taught me a lot too. So it's been a great, great life.
John, you talked about baseball. 39 years, baseball coach, 488 wins, 6 Catholic League titles. That's quite a resume for someone that you said never played baseball, and then became the head coach. Are there any games or any championships that stick out to you during your time as baseball coach?
Well, two I can think of. The championship games were, I mean, they took me to Connie Mack Stadium, and we played the first 2 years when Veterans Stadium opened. That was a thrill for me. But I would say two games in particular where 1963, we had Michael Flanagan, God rest his soul, but we played Bonner, and he allowed one hit. But he struck out 20 batters out of 21, and then 17 in a row. And then the other one was 1964 with Joe McDermott pitching for Roman Catholic. We played 15 innings. It was the best 15 innings of high school baseball you could see. I mean, it was just outstanding play on both. I'm glad we won. I felt sorry that they lost. Neither team should have lost that game. But I've had so many good experiences with coaching baseball that I couldn't pick one thing. But they are two games. But I could. The other thing was, I turned 21 my first year. won our first four games. I mean, it was fluke, and then we got beat. I cried in the car because I didn't have a car then. And I cried on the way back, and the kids are consoling me. But wonderful people, wonderful people.
John, I want to ask you about a place that's certainly near and dear to your heart, and that is the St. James Doghouse in Eddystone. I know the Catholic League ADs have had the privilege of having a meeting there every year at your request, and I see the faces of the athletic directors when they walk in because it's almost half AD meeting and half history lesson, not only of St. James, but the Catholic League and the Delaware County and surrounding counties with the athletic history. How much pride do you take in hosting that meeting and really imparting that knowledge to the younger ADs each year?
Well, I have to say that for starters, St. James was originally St. Robert's School. I was baptized there, made my first communion there, went to first and second grade there, then it became St. James, went to high school there. So it's as if God said, I'm sending you on this mission. But so I have had a lifelong love for the school, and I'm so glad that when we closed, we didn't just throw away everything, that we decided we would do something. So as of now, I think with this year, we've given $1.85 million in tuition assistance, and we do a lot of other charitable work. But and the place was a dump when they got it. It's a beautiful place right now. And this year when they come down to for the meeting, they'll be welcomed to the John B. Mooney Hall, which was my birthday present from the Alumni Association. So I'm just glad to still, I'm 90 now. I'm just glad that I'm still active other than wasting away. So my wife wants to burn the doghouse down, by the way.
I know how special it is coming in, growing up in Delaware County, and getting to go there for the first time a few years ago. But again, just to see the ADs look around and see all the old photos and the pictures and the tributes, it is a wonderful setting for an athletic director meeting.
Yes.
So, John, I want to thank you for your time today, and thank you for your service to not only the Catholic League and athletics, but for Catholic education, all you've done. Again, all the hats you've worn, and not only St. James, but Monsignor Bonner. We wish you a year of health and happiness.
Thank you.
And we look forward to another great year of athletics with the Catholic League and our high schools.
Yes. Wonderful people there, too.
And thank you again to everyone who listened for today's AOP Athletics Podcast.